Action and Reaction. Crandall v. Connecticut. School on Trial.
In their July 10, 1883 issue, the Bedford Courier and Weekly Lyceum stated, quote, "We are happy to learn that Miss Crandall intends to test the constitutionality of this law in the Supreme Court of the United States. It can scarcely be doubted that it will experience a pretty effective nullification by that humane and intelligent body." Close quote. All three of Prudence Crandall's trials took place in the county seat of Brooklyn, Connecticut, about 6 miles from Canterbury. The students and the two Crandall sisters stayed at the home of the Benson family during each of the trials. Prudence Crandall and Hannah Almira Crandall did not testify during the trials. The students, called to the witness stand, were placed in a dangerous situation. It was clear the Black Law Section 3 clause, which added that out-of-state students must testify against their teacher, was written to place them in legal jeopardy. As young, unmarried Black women, they were legally vulnerable. They could not serve in the military or vote. Their very citizenship was undetermined. Still, the defense pressed forward to make their case. The students met every challenge with confidence and success. In the words of a Hartford Courant article printed days after the first trial, they, quote, "were inferior to no others," close quote.